The federal government began its new fiscal year today, October the 1st, but Congress has yet to pass a single bill appropriating money for the fiscal year. The federal government is still open for business because Congress passed a temporary spending measure, a stopgap, maintaining current levels of spending for all functions, but it expires on Friday. Joining us now to discuss this crisis are NPR reporters David Wellna and Julie Rovner. David, remind us, I mean, this has happened before, hasn't it?
It has, Jackie. It happened back in 1995, and that led to a partial shutdown of the federal government. The Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate at that time, and they were counting on President Clinton getting a black eye for the shutdown. And instead, they did in the following year's elections. They lost seats in Congress. And so there is not the sentiment in Congress this time to have Congress be responsible for a shutdown with Democrats taking the blame in the Senate and Republicans in the House that they control. But I think because of that, there is going to be an effort here to keep stopgap spending measures going. The one that expires at the end of this week will be renewed. And the big question is for how long?
Julie, is it that the Congress has gotten sidetracked with larger matters of national security or homeland defense or what?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the big picture, there, no matter what happened this year, there was going to be a budget standoff. The Democratic Senate wants to spend more money than the Republican House and the Republican White House. What really happened this year, though, sort of the remarkable thing, was that the conservative Republicans in the House stood up about a third of the way through the session, the appropriating session. They'd done 5 of the 13 bills, and they said, look, we've been down this road before. Every year, we do the easy bills. We get to the end. We get to the biggest bill, the bill that funds the Departments of Labor and Health and Human Services and Education. And there's not enough money left to pass it. And the path of least resistance is to add more money to it. And they went to the leadership and they said, we're not going to let you do any of the other bills until you pass the Labor, Health and Human Services Education bill. Well, the House is stuck. They introduced the bill at the president's funding levels, but it can't pass even the Republican House at that level. So we've now had a standoff that's been going on since July, and that's really what's backed everything up.
How far apart, then, David, are the House Republicans on this?
There doesn't seem to be any movement towards a compromise at this point, and I think that to a certain extent, Republicans would prefer to see a continuing resolution, as they call the stopgap spending measure, rather than actually nailing down these spending bills, because they figure that at least with a continuing resolution, they will not be raising spending levels to the level that the Senate would like to have. The Senate, of course, is operating without a budget and has asked for about $9 billion more than the House has in overall discretionary spending. They think that they can just coast along and keep down the level of government spending possibly into next year. And by not reaching agreement on this one key spending bill, it gives them, in a sense, an out for keeping the whole process backed up until they maybe can win control of both chambers of Congress, or perhaps they would have a different demeanor in Congress come next March.
David, there are 13 bills outstanding. Have not even the defense bills gotten very far? I mean, after all, the nation is contemplating going to war.
There are two defense-related spending bills. Both have been passed by the Senate and the House, but they have to go to conference committee to work out the differences between them. The Senate wants to spend more than the House does on them. And while the members of these conference committees have been named, they haven't met yet. And there's a sense that these two bills, at least, have to go to the White House to be signed because they do call for as much as 11% more spending by the Pentagon. And with the prospect of war with Iraq coming up, the spending of the Pentagon can't be kept at last year's levels. So those two bills are going to be a big priority before Congress adjourns later this month.
Julie, what measures has Congress taken to prevent a shutdown altogether?
Well, clearly they will continue to do these stopgap continuing funding resolutions. What's interesting about that process is that while they won't let the government shut down, there's going to be a measure as they continue to do these short-term funding bills to try and cut back. They would appropriate money at the lesser of last year's amount or what the president has proposed, something like that. So there's a concern that there will be a squeeze on some of these programs. And some of these programs are programs that Republicans like as well. It's not just Democratic programs that are going to get squeezed.
Well, David Wellna and Julie Rovner, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome, Jackie.
NPR's David Wellna and Julie Rovner, they spoke to us from Capitol Hill.